Hello and welcome to the EVIT website. I'm here today with Daphne Vassilou from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. Now, Daphne, you've been presenting the results of your study, which is, well, the title is Towards the Development of a Gold Standard for Authoring and Sustaining Virtual Patients in Multi-Campus Clinical Education Environments. So first, can you outline the purpose of this study?
Yes, well, I'm a clinician and I teach medical students that start the clinical rotations. And it just so happened that we came in contact with Nabil Zari and his group during a conference at the Karolinska Institute. I personally didn't know much about virtual patients, neither did my colleagues that were teaching, but we thought that sounded very interesting. We wanted to do something new. And we thought that that would be the right thing for our course. Virtually, we started with nothing. We didn't have anything. We didn't have anybody to ask either, other teachers. But we wanted to do it. And then what's special with our course is that it is simultaneously taking place in four different hospitals. So we realized that even though it was a good idea for us, maybe we should get everybody involved. So that's how the whole thing started. Looking back, we're very happy that we managed to initiate a start to use a VP in a course that had never seen a VP before. And we actually managed to involve a lot of clinical people from the clinic, like other doctors, in this project. And they found it interesting. And I think we have created cases that are very close to our clinical reality.
It seems like a really good example of how collaboration between different hospitals and different departments is very successful, and I take it that the students have benefited from this endeavour.
Well, we like to think so, but really we don't know. One of the people involved is Samuel Edelbring, and he's doing his PhD, among other things, on virtual patients, and part of his PhD is going to be trying to assess, for one thing, how the students use the VPs. Not actually how much they learn from them. We still don't know how to do that. I mean, it would be very nice to create a study. Do you become a better doctor by using VPs? But we really don't know how to do that study. Mm-hmm. But it would be a good idea. So we don't know. We hope that it is useful for the students. Yeah.
The issue of virtual patients becoming author dependent. I mean, what do you mean by that?
Depending on the system you use, and I, of course, realize being in these conferences that I'm a real newbie, there's so much out there that I don't know, and other systems that are very fascinating and complicated, we use the platform of the WebSB. And as it is, it has lots of advantages, but it does take a lot of time and effort to make a case. So it's a little bit expected that if you ask a teacher to create a case and they say use a whole week of their time to create it, they are a bit protective.
I see. So you've introduced a consensus-based approach to creating virtual patients.
Yeah, and keeping them alive. We try to explain that it is better to relinquish the case to other teachers, and we promise that not anybody can tinker with the case, just other teachers. And that way the case will live on, even though the teacher has resigned from the post or doing other things, and it will be edited and be kept alive, and the teacher can sort of leave the case in the hands of somebody else.
So collaboration and evolution.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yeah, thank you very much.